This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi, and yeah, get it poppin'.
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for. You get what you believe.
Hi.
Hey, hey, hey. G's still ain't gonna say nothing.
She's not gonna say nothing. I was like,
G is like,
I'm like,
I got in trouble 2 episodes ago and I'm not saying shit.
Hey, y'all. No, Diva, it was me talking over. So it's like, now I'm like nervous, like, oh, am I gonna talk over somebody? So
all that long ass pregnant pause. We're gonna try this again. Hi.
Hi guys.
I'm TT. Hey,
I'm Gigi.
And I'm DD.
And this is episode 163 of the Oprah Rose Show. You know, y'all are our friends and are here that we don't know. So continue to like, comment, subscribe, send all your listener letters and anything to the Oprah Rose Show at gmail.com. And again, continue to like and subscribe.
I mean, at this point, I feel like I do know a lot of them. Like, shout out to Becky. Becky, me and her have been going back and forth all day, all week, actually.
Now, Becky's hilarious.
She like personally asked that we do more video content because she thought I looked completely different. Different than that, based off of my voice.
How does she look? Was she trying to? Oh, was Becky being shady?
It was a little, not necessarily a little shady. So she said, when I started listening, can you believe I thought you were a healthy, quote unquote, heavy, darker tone man with black framed glasses?
I was what? Like,
that's very specific.
It is.
And I was that's like, so what funny. Made it mean that?
That further proves the point that we have to get new images, which soon come. As y'all know, we added DD as a permanent cast member, like after we had already, you know, shot visuals. So we're gonna have some new photos and stuff. So
not giving you
problem anymore.
She thought you was what's that nigga name? Not D Ray, the one that be the funny guy. Like he dated Molly in Insecure. And he had a stand-up, he's from Chicago.
I know who you're talking about. He goes by like one name.
Rel. She Rel. Oh, Rel. I'm
Lil
dead.
Rel. That's funny as hell.
That's literally who she thought I was.
Wow. Because that's
I can't that's think of you picture. To look anything, like look any differently, but that's because I know you, you know. But if it's only a voice.
It's the podcast, you know. It's all audio. You don't see the visuals. But, you know, we're doing better. Shout out to Alyssa, who's been chopping up our Zoom recording so that people can see exactly what's going on.
Yeah,
I had to put on a little lip gloss today.
Babe,
that was to the extent.
Put on a little, like, all right, can be out here looking crusty.
Get it together.
I poured a glass of wine. So,
I want to watch Lovecraft tonight, so I could not drink. And because last night, I think Sunday, I had a glass of red, and I was asleep at 9 o'clock. Like, I cannot drink red wine. So I need to stay up. And then I'm going to sleep. I'm
Do both of y'all watch Lovecraft?
Oh, hell yeah. Oh, yeah. But I feel like we've talked about it. Didi, you aren't the one watching it because you want to binge watch it, which makes sense.
Yeah, I want to binge watch it. But I also feel like I'm, like, taking an AP course at HBO. Like, it's just
You just have to really pay attention. Like, you can't tweet. You can't do anything else.
Nothing. I can't even blink.
There's a podcast that they have to help that has one of the writers from the show. I think her name is Shannon or something like that. It's really good, and it kind of helps with the layers and the additional nuances that they have. And then, you know, our fave, Latasha, she does her dissect. So that kind of helps with understanding on a deeper level of what they're trying to, the messages they're trying to portray. It's a good show.
Yeah, no, it's really good. Like, I think there's like so many stories in one. I think I like the fact that every episode is something completely different, where it's like, we didn't even address three episodes ago, but here we go. We're going to keep on moving.
Yeah.
But they do a really good job. I'm proud of it. And I think I'm like three episodes behind. So
catch up, nigga.
I know. Right. I got to catch up. I've been watching Girlfriends.
Same.
Yeah. We got to catch up. It's so much. So much time. So we are super excited today. We have a guest with us. Diamond, you go by. Yes. I'm like, Diamond, you go by many names, and I don't even know if I'm gonna be able to get them all, but Nigolotto, which I think is,
that's a motherfucking fave.
Nigolotto. People just glorify like being poisoned with the white man's blood. I'm nigga on nigga, so I'm Nigolotto.
Nigolotto, Mother Gotti, Diamond. Mm-hmm. I know. What else is it? I'm missing one.
Miss October.
Miss October.
What, Miss October?
Your Instagram. Your
I was Miss October for six accounts. I'm on my seventh.
Is it different variations of birthday?
October 12th.
Okay.
Oh, you got a birthday. You a Libra?
Libra gang.
Me, my mom, my dad, all Libras.
Would you say that y'all are the most manipulative sign?
No, Cancers are.
Okay, fair. Because when you I said that Cancers were, I agree that Cancers are, but then everybody was coming back and saying Libras are like a close number one. So
I feel like Libras are honest.
Yeah, I like
literally brutally honest. Like, hurt your feelings honest.
I'm like manipulative. Yeah, I would even say like a Leo is more than a Libra.
Yeah, I would give a Leo more than a Libra too. Libras are fun as hell. I'm a rising Libra, so I love
Libras.
They're
super fun.
Libras are so much fun. Like anytime I see somebody with so much personality on TV, I'll Google them and there'll be a Libra. Like Doja Cat, I know y'all mad at her, but her foot's in the chat.
Who's mad?
And my foot's be in the chat too.
But listen, anyway. She was just coming for black men, and that's how. And we come for them. No, not to Dee Dee. We come for them every day. So I'm like, sis ain't say shit about black women. So I like.
Okay, guess what? Black men ain't gonna stop and cancel nobody for saying something about black women. So why?
Okay. Because they gonna do that anyway.
Absolutely.
That's how they is.
Okay.
I'm gonna do that.
Clean
anyway.
Doja Cat.
Yeah, so I just know we fun, but they call us liars. Like, that's what our sign is, like, known for, liars. But nobody can't beat me, so who I'm lying to? So, I don't know what that's about.
Nobody can beat me.
Oh, my God.
That's
oh, my
it. God.
So, David, I guess, tell us, you know, you also have the Girl Fuck You podcast. So, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I think I'm most known for my time as a CEO on Rikers Island. So I used to do that, and then I sued the shit out of them, and I got my money and I left. And then I had did a, you know, Tax Stone's first episode of his podcast, and they called me the Blood CEO. So I'm episode one of that. And then from that, like, everyone's been asking for like a podcast from me. So I'm just known for like cracking jokes on the internet, this dragon I'm wagging, and like dragging bitches from their scalp.
So,
dragon, I'm wagging.
The wagon I'm dragging.
This the wagon I'm dragging. Like, yes, it's my bad.
This ass is internationally known, and that's why these bitches really mad.
Okay.
What? I'm scary as shit, right? So, what was that like? I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I am. I'm scared. I'm scared of like literally every fucking thing. What was that like being a CEO?
That was the best time of my life because I got to flex my muscle and get paid for it. So, like, I'm the coolest person you'll ever meet. All I do is tell jokes. But on that Libra scale, as much energy I put into entertaining is the same energy I put into setting the tone. Like, if you want to be, like, happy, we could be happy. If you want to get this shit crazy, we going to burn this shit down. So that was a one job, like, if someone said something you didn't like, you get to, like, slap them up. So I was in a maximum male facility. It's not like I was in there, like, with women. I was really in there with, like, maximum security men, and like for 90% of my day it'd be like a respect, like they fucked with me, I fucked with them. I really didn't care, I slept a lot, But it would be one nigga that would like always try you. Like, you're never gonna have 100% of people in a room working with a full deck. And for those that tried me, we set the tone, and that's why I was a legend for my short time there. Cause I really was fighting niggas. Not pulling the alarm and getting a team to come. I'm talking about taking off my little alarm, saying meet me in the day room and fighting niggas. And like people just be like, this girl is bugged out.
Wait, you was fighting the niggas in jail?
Let me tell you the first fight I ever had. I was brand new. I was a rookie, and I got stuck on overtime in a house I didn't know, because you usually get houses. Like, so you'll have a rapport with the inmates. They'll know you. They wouldn't want to have beef with you because you can do things. You could, like, take away their soap, make sure they don't get on the phone. You could do petty shit. So that's why it's good to have a house, because you can get to keep – you get to keep order off a rapport. So when you do over, if y'all hear a squeaky toy, I have a dumb dog in the background.
That's all right.
Aww. And he is dying for my attention. Sorry, that's my baby. So I got on overtime, and I was overtime, you go anywhere, you just fill a hole. So I went to a house where the boys didn't know me. And you know, I walked in there with all my ass in there, and the niggas don't know how to act, so I'm hearing them saying like corny shit. I'm hearing the very nasty sexual things. And I'm just like, these niggas gonna have a long day fucking with me. Cool. One boy just moved to that house and was just like, because I was ignoring him and it went to my attention. They was like, she's scared of roaches. If you want to get a reaction out of her, all of a sudden she's scared of roaches. Why one of these bitches throw a cockroach in my bubble?
Oh, hell nah.
Oh, it's time to scrap.
Hell nah. It's time to scrap.
The nigga threw a cockroach in my fucking bubble. After I screamed my brains out, and I had a male partner that day. He came, he got rid of it, whatever. But you're not going to have jokes off of Miss D for the rest of the day I'm there. So I took off my lawn. I took off my keys. I closed the door so my partner couldn't even, like, come if he wanted to. I said, what a pussy-ass nigga that thought he was tough. And niggas is laughing, like, ah, ha, ha. No. Where's the pussy ass nigga that thought he was tough? Come in the day room, come fight me, cause you so tough. And niggas,
wish
really
y'all could see Diamond right now with this hair and these nails. Like, the story, because
he
right
was just
now,
like a little skinny Hispanic nigga. Like, he wasn't like no big black man. And like we literally got in his face, mushed his head. He just would not hit me back. He didn't even want that kind of smoke. But you got to do that because you want your toy taken away from you. I'm sorry, my child is bad.
You all right?
He's from the project.
Is he
my
a puppy?
My child is from the project.
Oh,
so anyway, if I didn't do that, in the minds of the rest of the... I'm sorry, I gotta take his toy away. Because we don't do that.
She don't play no games. If right. I learned anything in 5 minutes,
right.
Diamond don't play
like,
no
games.
No, you have to set the tone, because even in psychology, if you see an action with no repercussion, what stops said action?
Mm-hmm.
So every day... Their way of getting me to do something to be like, oh, I'm gonna throw a roach at her. She's scared of that. So if I show you now, every time you push this way, I'm gonna slap you in your face and do all of that. Who wants to exert all that energy all day? I didn't want to have to do that, but since you test me, I'm gonna test you her, and we set tones like that. And I really, from my 2 years on the island, I almost never had to fight, because my reputation from me setting the tone as a rookie, like, it was just like, nah, that bitch bugged out. She do too much. Yeah, that way. Now,
I like myself. Let me just
now cool. Let me get paid for taking 8-hour naps while y'all run around and cut each other.
I cannot.
That's a hard pivot. Like, and then so then you move to Atlanta, and now you just share your life, your very exciting life with everybody day to day.
You know what? I don't even think my life is exciting. I think I just record everything.
Mm-hmm.
Because I got friends that live better lives, like. And so when bitches be mad, I be like, what are y'all mad at? I don't got no bust down AP on my wrist, no Chanel yet. And y'all literally have these little powwows in a little gargoyle corner about me. And I really think I live a slightly above average life. But if y'all wanted to be mad, like, I know bitches that live better. I have friends that live better lives than me. Mm-hmm. Y'all bitches are just below the poverty line. You don't know what life can have if you actually applied yourselves.
My Lord.
You actually applied yourselves, life can be beautiful, but I don't
it
know.
It could. Because yeah, I'm working on my bust down AP. Let me tell you.
Now you working on your bust down AP?
Oh, I need to get two of them.
I just really don't know why. Like, it'd be discussions in a little corner. But like I was saying, people hate people that are loved. So I said, I never want to be so unloved that I start to hate the loved.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That's a conflict within self, and I can't help y'all. Y'all need to go lay down on the couch instead of watching me and my fat ass pop bottles every night.
Okay, because she going to drag that wagon, so.
Drag that wagon in the clubs.
I love it.
Hmm.
So the podcast name is Girl Fuck You, and it's appropriately titled based off of the energy that you have given. I live by that saying. I tell my friends that shit all the time. If y'all listening, I told y'all that all last week. So what is the podcast about?
So the podcast mainly is about topics that would have different perceptions based on gender. So it's really Venus versus Mars. I like to pick topics that women would feel strongly one way, and I know that men would definitely have an opposing theory on, because I don't like to see men happy. So I'm going to always, always pick topics that will ruffle them, and not in our perspective on it won't be like condescending. It will really genuinely be what we feel and deserve, and just men, certain men just wasn't raised right, so it'd be things they couldn't fathom. And they always wrong, so it's just Venus versus Mars.
I would say this sounds like Twitter. Like, I feel like Twitter just really shows you, like you said, who wasn't. Like, I'd literally be like, who raised y'all? Like, the way some of these niggas think, literally, who raised y'all? From, like, all of the topics.
Just keep scrolling, like, what?
And you know what I mean? Crazy, it'll be so much strength in numbers in the wrong views.
Yeah.
Like, it's like a broke nigga coalition, and they mound up and they rise. So,
and they rise, and they all like Tory Lanez.
Girl, listen, like Tory Lanez. That's why I don't care about retweets. You could have 30,000 people equally as stupid and uncultured as you. That doesn't negate the fact that what I said still stands, and y'all are stupid. So I don't care. It just be like a group. Like, people, they gravitate towards their own kind. Y'all are all poor and don't know how life is supposed to function, so I'm not really going to go back and forth with you because you got a couple of retweets on something that I know you're wrong about.
Word. Yeah, I mean, it's everything. Like, I feel like I was on and off of Twitter, so I feel like when I first like got back on or whatever, like that $200 date shit, I was like, who the fuck is talking about this? Like, why is this
who's
even
counting?
A thing of who's discussion? Yeah,
I
like
$2,000 date. Like, what are we talking about?
Yeah, like what?
Some niggas got it, some niggas don't.
And it's right. and that's the thing that I think that they fail to realize. And it's okay. It's okay if you like if you don't, but like you also can't say shit about the people that do. Like that's not your life, and that's completely fine.
Because $200, you could do Taco Tuesday and do like by yourself happy hour margaritas and whatever. And
no, you could, but you can literally do $200 by yourself for dinner. So absolutely. Two people, like that's not average. Like I don't where are we going? I don't understand.
But then when people they try to like discredit your life, like, oh, you're right. I actually pity you that you don't know that this is a norm. Like, I started off like defending myself. Now I'm feeling pity. Like, you really don't live in a world where that's normal. You don't have to discredit my actual life. I feel bad.
Yeah.
Sit at the kids' table because this is grown folks' table over here. You don't know what we're talking
I
about.
I always say Twitter's the poorest app. The best dick I be getting deal for Instagram. And they don't complain about money over there because it's a visual.
Say that again.
They don't complain about.
I don't think I had Twitter dick. I've only had Instagram dick, and you're right.
I probably did, but I know it's probably poor. It's probably some desperate shit.
Yeah, I'm like, do niggas shoot their shot on Twitter? Like,
yeah, but they poor. Any man that has time to tweet all day is a man that's not getting the money. Instagram is a visual app. You post a picture, you could probably do that in 3 seconds and go. So they tend to have more money because it's a show off app.
Right.
It's very shallow.
You're showing the money too.
You don't get the depth of anyone. Off. You don't get the depth of anyone on Instagram.
Yeah.
Twitter is literally just words. You just keep on speaking. There's topics, everybody jumps in and they be there all day. Broke man app. Twitter is I let my jokes off and I go, I don't want no man that's home like all day like me. I don't work because I don't have to. What's your excuse?
I love it.
And I oop. I got to work.
Right. I was like, oh.
I've got to work. But that's not my personality. Like, I literally will post my Cash App, go on Instagram Live, tell jokes, come up, have money. Like, people send me money. I used to work. I'm on unemployment. I am not going back if y'all giving me free government money. And, just donations,
living your life,
gifts.
Let's drop the Cash App. This is, we got you.
Oh,
drop the Cash App.
$DIAMY. That's short for diamond. Yeah, I'm not going to get nothing in return, so just do it at the kindness of your heart.
Your Cash App is super easy and so short. I'm say it again for the people.
DIAMY. Because it's too hard. They get started to fumble and they start by the seventh letter. They renegotiate in the terms and conditions in their head and they might say forgive. Five letters, send it and go.
Yo, I'm fucking all right.
You have the whole. You got the whole. You had the
it's
whole science.
If
you're listening to this, the whole science.
If you're like, listening to this podcast today, make sure you Cash App a black woman. Send a couple dollars.
You know, I should readjust my Cash App name.
I was thinking
that the seven letters. Because you know what? Because a phone number is seven numbers. Because that's what you can remember. Okay, Diamond, you on to something here. Let me
I have an underscore in mine, and I don't even know where it lies. Like, mine is not. So. I don't even know. I don't have no idea where the underscore even lies in my name, clearly.
She loves her underscore.
Like, too much to not have something quick in and out.
Mm. I love it. So we were talking about how we was going through your tweets, and there's some gems in here. So we just picked out a few. So this one is one. I think it was you. This is your former partner. And so you said, me and Stevie Guns discuss loyalty with jail bids, a topic I know all too well because I literally had to stab a nigga good times. Listen on Apple.
Yes.
Who? Can you talk about who you were stabbing? Who was you holding down?
Oh, he's so ugly. I just don't even want to talk about it. And that's how I know love is blind, because why none of my friends told me how ugly this man was? Like, I really hate Love Vision. Anyway, it was some ugly little boy that I did a bid with. And remember, I said I got a lawsuit from corrections. So when I got the lawsuit, I moved to Atlanta, and this apartment that I'm sitting in, I got for him, because in Atlanta, when you're on parole, you pay your restitution and go, opposed to New York, where you have curfews, check-ins, a lot of things that would just keep you in, like, the circle of jail. Because that's all what parole is. Parole is to make sure black men stay in jail. Because think about putting somebody on such heavy restrictions for 5 years and never expecting them to slip
knowing up. They're going to fuck up. And it's like, it's sorry to cut you off, but that's sort of like the Meek situation, how he was on
parole. Yeah, that's exactly the Meek situation. There needs to be parole reforms and all kinds of stuff, because it's actually systematically created to oppress black men. But that is no longer my issue, because I literally was like, meeting with like people running for council, like, yo, like, if you want, try to do like drug, like, try to do like jail program reforms and stuff like that. And I was really trying to be on some Coretta Scott, right? Anyway, after he came out, it was okay. Like, for what I for the like the sacrifices I made, I just didn't feel like it was like a worthy investment. Like, it started with him not washing dishes after I cooked. Sounds small, but it's the least you can do, right?
So is that a thing for women? Like, if you cook, you expect him to also do the dishes?
I don't expect, but I watch things and I see how people show their gratitude.
Oh, yes. Gosh. Not watch.
Mm-hmm. Not even, it's not even like on no petty
shit. It's an observation.
It's an observation. Like, so you just came to eat and just sat your worthless ass on the couch? Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. See how many times I cook after that. Okay, because nobody won't work for you. So anyway, that was like my first little observation.
At least then, offer.
Pardon?
At least offer. That's the very least.
Yeah, at least offer. You know how bitches
it's the little things.
Bill, we know we not. Like, that's just right. Do the fake offering. So that was the first indication. And then, like, he was breaking curfew. Like, I'm like, so you don't even care about your freedom? Like, well, fast forward to, like, probably, like, the fifth observation. I literally kicked him out. Because I had him living at my father's house to rehabilitate him. Because he was living in the slums and the projects where he belongs, you know, his natural habitat. And me, like the graceful queen that I am, brought him into the kingdom. Because I only get cocky when I feel disrespected. Because other than that, I'm really chill. But when you want me to shit on you, I'm a shit. Hey, you see how much ass this is. It's a lot of shit for a lot of dates. Anyway.
Dragging that wagon.
Slums, okay. Even my father was like, if I'm going to bring a nigga that I don't know in my house, like, what? He at least has to do the right thing. He's coming home 11, 12. Like, If he don't tighten up, he getting out my house. And I was like, you know what, daddy, I'm going to talk to him. He still was coming in the house whenever he wanted, like doing like things that could put him back in jail. So to scare him straight, I broke up with him and I kicked him out. And I called his parole officer and said, ugly boy is no longer residing at this address. You can put him to the original slum address that he gave you on his initial release. Sent him back to the slums. What he do? He parks outside my house every day, like Radio Raheem. 6 o'clock in the morning, I go to take a leak. I look out the window. He's sleeping in a car, trying to get my attention, trying to get my love. So you see how I'm strategic and I made my Cash App short? I'm strategic with everything. So I think like 3 weeks after the breakup, I let him come back in my house. But I didn't let him come back in my house for what any other woman would let someone back in the house. I wanted to see if there was any progression since I kicked him out. Mm-hmm. So at 6 a.m., I let him in the house. He comes in drunk. Oh, I love you. Oh, everything I do is for you. I'm outside grinding. It's winter. I ain't buying a new jacket. I'm getting my shit right. Everything, every dollar I make is for you. Boom. Let him beat, right? Because what happens when a man has sex? He falls asleep. Right?
Mm-hmm.
All strategic. I pick up his wrist. It drops. I pick it up. It drops. This is 2017, so the iPhone has the thumb entry.
Mm-hmm. Tell us more.
Thumb entry into the fucking phone. Your boy was getting his dick sucked. He was fucking bitches. He was doing all kinds of things. And you know what? It wouldn't have been a problem, because when I break up. Ain't no break because a bitch outside getting her pussy licked too. All that. Mm-hmm. What it was the lies. Oh, you not fucking bitches. Every dollar you get from me, everything you do is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Not even like it wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was the disrespect that stabbed him. Cause I keep a knife on my dresser. Don't know why. I guess I was waiting for this moment my whole life. And I stood over him and I just saw all the money from my lawsuit I wasted. I saw my move to Atlanta. I just saw how ugly he was. And girl, your boy got poked up. Yeah, I poked up good.
Cheers. Cheers, right? For all the niggas that
and
need
to. And that's what I wrote in the book, because this is a fictional story. And yeah, it's a fairy tale. So that's an alleged story.
Okay. For the alleged story. Okay. So let me ask you then, would you rather, I think, you know, even when we're talking about like clean the dishes, like everybody got to essentially pull their weight. Would you rather like date a man with money who occasionally cheats, but he gives you everything, or you date a broke nigga that just like loves you to pieces and doesn't cheat?
I'll do what I'm doing now, stay by myself, because I pay my own bills. I don't have to tolerate nobody bring me no STD I can't get rid of, and I don't have to tolerate just sleeping next to somebody just to say I'm not alone.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, go off.
Because this roof above my head, that Jeep outside, or everything, that's all funded by the Dimey D Foundation. No nigga pays none of my bills. None.
I heard that.
None.
The foundation.
I've been living
honey.
In this apartment for 3 years, never been evicted. I've been driving nice cars since 19, never had a repo. So you do the math. I don't need and I don't need you niggas. So you gotta bring something to me.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's doing the math,
the right?
Right
to be selective. My dog is acting the fuck up in back.
The math is mathing.
The math is definitely mathing.
I've been literally driving since I was 19, 33, and never had a repo. I've been living on my own for 3 years, never had nothing. So,
come on, 33. We the same age, sis.
I'm going to be 34. 86?
Well, no, yes. You got a birthday coming up.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't even enjoy the company of men enough for them to spew this, like, half and half situation.
Girl, same. Mm-hmm.
You niggas is not enjoyable. Y'all not loyal. Y'all not thought-provoking.
Mm-hmm.
Your definitions of loyalty don't apply to the women that you share your lives with. So the incentive, if not loyalty, is monetary to me.
Because
all y'all do is embarrass bitches. And the only thing that I would ever want to get next to one of you for is the luxury of money.
Because
y'all not good people. And if you were good people, then there would be other incentives in knowing you. But here we are.
Lord have mercy. That's
girl,
a word.
You're speaking of life. You're
yeah, that
life.
That's a word. That is a I word. Like
Look at
I want to talk to you about something, Diamond, because you recently got your boobs done, and I'm on the market for getting my titties done soon, right?
Girl, same.
I breastfed I breastfed for 5 months, and that shit made him a little uneven.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to get a boob job. I love that you were very honest. You documented it. What was that process like, or what pointers would you give somebody like me who's looking to get theirs done around the holiday?
As far as pointers, there's no amount of research you can do. Like, you literally just gotta see a bitch you like breast and be like, see who did your doctor? Who's your doctor? And you can't really care about customer service. I noticed, because the doctors that do the best breasts have very low customer service clinics, because they're so high profile. It's literally like a factory. You have a line of bitches and they walk in and you're just pumping out new bitches. No one's slowing down to be professional. Man is made in ego. You hearing the compliments. Everybody's lining up to you. My doctor didn't even tell me what size breasts I was going to have. I walked in there and said I wanted double D's. He was like, no. I said, so what breasts, what size am I going to get? He said, you're going to see when you wake up.
What?
All he had to say was, if he was professional, because I told the story on Twitter, and then someone else knew the logistics behind it, and she said, okay, so you got a breast lift, right? So that's cutting off a lot of skin already. When you have a breast lift that takes your breast down one cup size. You don't have enough skin because you're already a B. You're literally going down to an A. He can only put so much silicone in your breast without stretching your skin out. Why you didn't say that? I literally was told, you'll see when you wake up.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay.
So what'd you get? What was your cup size?
What size this is, but I know he did 310 cc's. But I'm thinking this is like a full C.
It looks like a full C.
They still have to like drop and whatnot.
Yeah, they still have because what? I got them September 1st. I've only had these for 3 weeks, so they finish dropping in like 6 weeks,
uh-huh.
And then you're fully healed in like 6 months.
Okay.
Oh damn! It's a half a year.
Yeah, like you literally can't go in the sun with them for 6 months because the sun will create scarring.
Oh wow! I haven't seen that yet in the research that I've done. That's good feedback, especially.
Listen, there's no amount of research like that you can prepare for, because the doctor is one thing,
it's right?
The clinic that you're dealing with until the second you get your breast done. So pre-op, everything, those check-ins. You're dealing with ghetto people in a clinic that aren't certified for anything. They knew somebody. They have a job. So, 98%.
So, are you from Atlanta?
No.
This is in Atlanta or New York?
No.
Oh, in Miami. Okay.
All the girls go to Miami. Everybody goes to Miami.
I'm like, all my cousins have been to Miami. Mm-hmm. Now I think about it.
That's like, if you don't want to leave the country, the surgery capital of the U.S.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is good to know. Okay, yeah, look, you're going to have to offline with the doctor's info.
Thank you for that, Diamond. Thank you.
Yeah, literally just
6 months.
Look at somebody's breath. I don't do research. Yeah. I look at people's breasts and I say, who is your doctor? Some bitches is haters, some bitches ain't. I ain't no hater. Everybody who DM me, I told them the damn doctor.
So you need a little promo code with this doctor at this point, probably.
That's why I don't say his name out loud, because you have to DM me. He ain't pay me no mind. He ain't, no.
Right, you ain't get no 10% off or no nothing. It's paying retail. So, and then you had, and I think you documented your ex was like your nurse doctor to help you post-op. And I think one of the first lives I joined with y'all, or not with y'all, one of the first lives I joined with you rather, and you were talking about your ex, and I think you even said your mother, she don't like nobody, but she was like, y'all should get back together. What's going on with y'all? Now I'm just being
nosy. Mind my business. See, here's the thing. When you're an entertainer, before you're an entertainer, no. When niggas ain't your boyfriend yet, they laugh at all your jokes. The minute a nigga become your boyfriend, the jokes ain't funny no more. Now you're an embarrassing bitch and you belong to the streets, right? But my rawness is how I plan on building my empire. I can't be in a relationship and be girl fuck you. I can't.
That's fair.
So, especially a man that genuinely loves, a nigga that don't care. Like, a nigga that loves you with every fiber in him, like, it would die for you, is not trying to hear no jokes about a nigga that you fucked before. And even if it was before him, like, niggas don't want to hear that. So I'm trying to avoid being a wife again until I get my money. Because Girl, in Love Diamond is so dry and censored I gotta literally have no restrictions to really know that I applied myself fully to this social media platform I'm trying to build before I'm just laid up in a relationship, getting fat again and stealing donuts out of Walmart like we usually do.
That's your thing, stealing donuts out of Walmart.
You don't want to do nothing when you're in love. All you want to do is lay in bed, watch Netflix, and suck dick. I'm not there right now.
We're the same right now. I'm like, I just want to be a bad bitch and make money and not worry about these niggas. So
because when I make my money, I'm only gonna make a family with him. There's like nobody else that I would want to share my success with. Like, so literally, this was for us. So go on now, get. Let me.
That, not now. What happens if something happened? Like if he's dating and he
we all date. You think all his ass is going away?
And he decides to settle down with somebody.
He don't want nobody.
Oh, so y'all have an understanding.
It's like an understanding when you know how much somebody loves you without it being verbal. Like you literally see actions. None of that shit matters. The only thing that can happen is he could slip up and get somebody pregnant. Because I ain't coming back to that.
Okay.
I don't do no bastard babies.
I would say, what is your like hard nose?
Babies.
Yeah.
Y'all gonna be happy now.
Same. It's a lot of things I feel like, but like even watching that Derwin and Melanie shit, rewatching
that's
the game.
Exactly what I thought of. I'm out.
Yeah, and I was like, they should have been broke up the second she walked in that house and saw Janae. Like, you can't compete with, not even compete. Like, I'm not wired like that, like at all. I cannot do the new baby, like none of that. Mm-mm.
I can't do new babies, old babies, babies that's almost my age. You have to have no, I'm a narcissist. It's the Diamond Show. I don't have time to hear little Ray Ray. This is little Ray Ray weekend because I'm really gonna say fuck little Ray Ray because that's not my kid and I don't care. So I know me.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, I was saying you know you, yeah.
And to avoid being he's doing everything to get on my nerves. Oh,
child, that's about to be the next season of Insecure.
Fuck little Ray Ray. Yeah.
Yeah,
She got to leave.
Right, because Condoleezza about to have a baby.
Mm-mm. You don't know, this boy was tearing my crib up in the background. Listen, it looks like a jungle back there. Listen.
Feel what they're ripping up papers and shit.
He's literally ripping up everything.
What kind of dog is it?
A pug. The men in black dog.
Oh my lord!
Oh yeah, he really is.
So cute.
Look at his little.
Look. She said that's all she's doing.
Oh, little wrinkles in the face. I love it.
Gotti too hottie.
Gotti. Literally the men in black dog.
When I call my ex my baby father, we're talking about this guy.
Gotti. Okay.
Our child. So no, we really like we co-parent. We were broken up for a year. And we literally co-parent the dog.
That's fair because both of y'all have attachment to him, so it makes
literally sense. That he'll tell you he'll die for him, but I wouldn't. But he literally said he'll die for the dog, and I'm just like, nah.
Yeah, that's a bit much.
Yeah, he's a cancer, so you know how they are.
Yeah, I was like, I might go in the street for my dog and get hit by the car. So,
I get you can't.
But I'm also a cancer, so.
But I wouldn't knowingly die for a dog.
Yeah, no. It's quiet.
There's people who feel that way, and I'm just not one of them.
No,
I might.
I was with okay. This is this scenario. If my house was burning down, I would really risk my life and go back for him.
Yeah,
but to know me, like, would you die for him? He only has a 13-year span. I could have 113 if I was vegan. No, he lives a good life.
If I was vegan,
no, he has lived a good life.
Yeah.
I said I wanted to get a little dog, and then I'm like, I'm not the little wee wee pads, and then you got to go to doggy school first and shit.
Pads? You doing pads?
I don't know. Don't you in the beginning? Don't you got to do pads?
I'm not.
Wait, what?
I'm not for the damn dog now.
So you just got wee wee pads and don't walk the dog?
No, we bond on other accounts. Like we chill, we be booed up. Like so we'll lay on the couch together, we'll be in the bed together. I don't walk myself. I can't treat you better than I treat myself now.
Oh my god.
He eats lobsters on Wednesdays.
Like lobster Wednesday.
Mm-hmm. He lives life another way, but I do not walk him.
Oh my God, God, he's living the life.
You put the wee-wee pad right in the bathroom and they know how to go.
Yeah, so, my baby,
really is how you train them.
Yeah, he's retrained.
Oh. Yeah, see, and then when it's cold, you gotta let them out, and I would think you would have.
That's a simple thing. Me and my dog, we all use the bathroom.
She like Monique with T'Challa.
Oh my God. Oh my God, that stupid ass
bird. Like, girl, go on with that damn bird.
Didn't she lose that bird, though?
It came back.
Oh.
You let it out of its cage, and fuck, if it comes back, you know it's here to stay.
They came back.
Wow.
Y'all watch Potomac?
Of course. Well, I do.
You watch I'm not caught up.
I don't watch TV. I'll outside begging.
Wow, y'all missing out. This last episode was like game changing for Housewives franchise. But I ain't even gonna talk about it. I ain't even gonna spoil it for y'all.
Yeah, I haven't. I'm like two episodes actually, two or three behind, I think, with them.
What you been doing?
I told you, I've been out. Like, I cannot wait for this second wave of COVID to come so I can sit my ass in the house. Like, I got something literally every day.
They said third, yeah.
Third. Okay, third wave. Like, I'm looking forward to it so I can sit the fuck down.
They said the first was March, the second was 4th of July weekend, and the third is coming.
Oh, yes, and I think that by the summer, I was kind of, like, out a little bit. And then even last week, yeah, I feel like I'm, like, out now. I'm like, COVID, who? The only thing is just your mask. That's it.
And everybody gets mad because of the trauma, like, of losing people. But I'm outside.
Right. You was in the club. I told
Atlanta
you,
is outside. Listen,
Atlanta's outside.
Atlanta got herd immunity. That shit is about to be these open states. They about to be like immune to COVID, and everybody else gonna be like, oh shit.
Literally, if I've been outside over 100 times since the pandemic started, and I only got COVID once, it was worth it. I don't come in here to kids. I don't work with people. I'm not endangering anyone by myself. And I did self-quarantine the right way. I stayed in the house for 2 weeks, and then I got a test, and then I went back outside. I'm risking my life very safely. Leave me alone.
Well, I don't think that if you are only affecting yourself, then I don't think that there's anything wrong with living your life. You know what I mean?
But it be them people, all them kids at home that's very upset, they can't do what you want to do. They be like, in a pandemic. Yes, bitch. Hold my drink.
Does Atlanta be partying indoors? Like, the clubs be open?
I don't think we ever closed. I think we was closed all weekend.
No,
I don't think Atlanta. No, it definitely. I do not think. That's why I said I was there yesterday, and it was just. I was like, COVID where? Like, the only thing that was different was the menus, and you can't really do room service.
Yeah, we scan our menus instead of having a paper menus that everybody touch.
That's it. Like, those were the only differences. Everything was still business as usual. I said, oh, okay, wait a minute now. This is a little scary.
Then, if it's somebody who posts all the time, I get hell because it goes viral, and people just be like, during the pandemic, then they wish death on you because you're not taking it seriously in their head. And I just mute the tweet and go ahead.
I mean, you got to live your life, shit. And I told you, honestly, I do think that, like, Atlanta is a little different. I don't think y'all have it. Like, even the nail salon, I was there, I think, 2 weeks ago, and I went to go get my nails done, and I'm like, extra people can wait for you in the nail salon? And they didn't wipe the chair. I was wiping the chair. I said, oh, okay, all right, this is different. Like, my nail salon in Brooklyn, you can't even pick up the nail polish with your hands. Like, you have to put on gloves.
God.
Yeah, they, like, wipe everything, like, there's like
I'm still getting my shit done on the black market, aka the garage. So I live in LA, and you still can't go inside to do shit like that. So I'm getting my eyelashes done in the garage. I'm getting my eyebrows waxed in the garage. My nails done.
Everything is in the garage.
Everything is in the parking garage. Yes.
Okay. See, now that
I'm so sorry. Sorry to that. Yeah. That's open.
Right, because I'm like, it's literally like New York and LA are the most extreme cases of like pull back in terms of like interactions with people.
Mm-hmm. And shout out to y'all because y'all would have started it. So, well, New York.
Who said that?
New York City. New York City was an epic center. Somebody went to Europe, came back. A businessman came back to New York and got hit. And this day, New York still has more cases than Georgia. Because that first 2 months.
I don't know if the math is math, and I'm going to have to look
this up. I'm telling you, you can't do it by month. You have to do it since the pandemic, since March 15th, since we really shut down.
We also got to take density into play as well, because we got.
No, we're doing numbers.
We're not going based off of numbers because
it's more people. I'm starting something that's just judging to the other cities. Like, we're here because of y'all. And then when they found out Atlanta was open, the whole New York came to Atlanta.
Everybody was in Atlanta.
Everybody.
That's how I got it 4th of July weekend, smoking hookah with my New York friends.
Oh my God.
Boy, y'all was just passing.
And I was like, look, I'm like, everybody went to Atlanta and Tulum.
Yep.
Oh, Tulum.
But Tulum don't got COVID.
Not now. Listen, you cannot tell me that there's no COVID in Tulum. I don't believe it. Not for one second. Because everybody is going.
It's not. It's no COVID in Tulum.
There's nothing I want to do that I can't do in Atlanta, so I don't know what.
Low-key, the amount of money I'm saving and working from home, I'd be like, it's the COVID for me. Like, I don't...
Yeah, and a lot of people feel guilty for saying COVID was a blessing because so many people were affected by it. Mm-hmm. But it really had two different avenues. It was very disgusting and painful to some people, and it was a financial blessing to others.
Yeah. Yeah, no, there definitely is two sides of the coin, and that's definitely not to discredit anybody, because, right, so many people are losing jobs, and I heard, like, even the second wave of that, of, like, layoffs and stuff like that are happening. So, I'm always grateful and thankful, always.
You know. And I'm not even saving as much money. I'm not even saving as much as I was in the beginning, because now
I meant before, like now.
I'm outside now.
Yeah, that's a wrap. I'm not saving any money. Like this month,
yeah,
next month.
Yeah, my damn complex with they rent money now. I ain't paid rent since March, and now they want their money back.
Wait, y'all didn't have to pay rent?
They had like this system implemented where we only paid one third.
What?
Was it all Atlanta?
No, it was my complex. Okay. So save my rent was $1,200. I only had to pay $400 a month.
What?
So that was March. Oh. Yep, March, April, May, June, July. I think they only started acting back in August.
Nah, I
know you lying.
I was paying $400 a month, but I still got to pay that back. So now what they're
Nobody
doing?
Nobody ain't doing the math.
Oh,
right.
But you have to pay it back.
So now I'll pay my base rent and one third every month until now it's paid off.
Okay.
Which is beautiful.
Yes, okay. Yes.
I even riding yesterday, and I was looking at them houses, and I was like, why do I live in New York again? Like, why?
I've been to jail, ain't going back. I'm never moving back.
Yeah, you are an Atlanta resident.
I love
New York.
I'm not moving back either. She said,
I'm a southerner. I even talk like no prayer. I be like, go on now, get. I tell everybody, go on now, get.
You've been there for 3 years, and now you say go on now, get.
I get mad or I do a rant, you'll be like, okay, this girl is definitely from Brooklyn. I just play like southern stuff, but I do love me a little yeehaw and go on now, get now.
Oh my God.
Do you like southern men, or do you miss New York men?
New York men are dirty, so no. And Southern men have a better upbringing, but there's definitely regional disconnects. So when my baby father was living here, he's from South Carolina, and he took everything I said as like disrespect and aggression. And I really just literally was chilling, like talking with the hands and all of that. Like, I'm literally not a Southern belle, okay? I don't know what you're used to in them hay sacks. But I also don't mean any harm. I literally am just talking with like passion, or I'm telling the story. Just like, so it'll be like those regional disconnects, because you know northern women are a little bit more aggressive, and then down here they're like damsels in distress and like and that just ain't me. Yeah. So I
could fall into that real easy.
Damsel in distress.
Listen, certain things, yeah, I you know me, I'm dramatic as shit, so I'll be like, I can't do it. Oh my God, I don't even know why.
I've never been like that in my life. Like, listen, I really just think I'm a boy.
Damsel in distress.
That's what they want. They want them ladies, but I'll compensate by walking by or something. I can't do it.
See, listen, the rest of us don't got that damn wagon and shit.
My squats. I have some kind of
little bump I got to sit up.
The extremities of me that people wouldn't otherwise want to deal with. I'd be like, I got ass.
Yeah, that's why I said, God ain't give me, my mouth is already crazy. That's why I don't have no crazy ass.
I knew what she was doing, not giving me no ass. She knew what
Don't get one like everybody else. Dang it.
I'm
going
to get some titties. I'm okay. I'm like fine.
Titties, ass, feet. Get the bad bitch package, because I'm like, I'm done with surgery.
That's the package.
I'm gonna get lipo. I've been contemplating if I want to pinch my nose.
I ain't gonna pinch my nose. It's beautiful.
It's little, but it's about a pinch that just sets your whole face.
Just a little. Listen,
yeah, not vinyl.
A pinch cassette is a whole new face with a pinch.
Because Dawn did the pinch. I think Dawn's was the, but Dawn just did the little peach.
Well, right? Dawn got full blown on rhinoplasty.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
Yeah, she got a whole new nose.
Oop.
Don't let her lie.
I just thought she did the little pinch. So I was like, oh, that looked good. I was like, maybe let me get a little pinch.
Yeah, I'm going to see how that's going to be. If anything, that would be the last thing I do.
But then you start, like, I feel like everybody I know has it. My friend, like, literally has everything. And I'm, like, now she, like, going to her arms, and it's, like, addictive. And I know me. Like, I have such an addictive personality. I'm going to be like,
oh,
let me get my, like, corn removed or some shit like that.
But I really want to do my feet, too, because they ain't cute. They ain't. Know your floor so nobody can ever tell you anything that will knock you out your seat.
Oh, my God.
Wait, you gotta say that again, Diamond. Say it again.
Say it one more time.
Know your floor so no one can ever knock you out your seat.
I love it.
Child, that's the name of the episode.
That is the name. I love it. Shit, no, that's the quote. Look, we end with a quote every show. Look, that's the quote.
Shit. I mean, facts are facts, but like, yeah, once you start, it's like you find everything that's wrong. It's like, yeah, because I did this, so let me just fix this real quick. Like, let me add a little bit here, take a little bit out of this. Easy.
Yeah, but you know, life is about moderation. So once you have that mental capacity to pull out, you should be good. But not a lot of people ain't that strong, and then you have like disasters. But let's just hold on.
Child, let me drink.
Because I just saw one Friday in the club.
The Claremont twins.
I just saw one Friday in the club.
You did? How did they look in person?
It was just one. The other one was what?
I'm
just curious to see how, because you know,
honestly, I'll say this.
Facetune and all of that. I'm just curious.
She doesn't look as exaggerated as people complain about on the internet. So it's something about she didn't look like a wreck at all.
Mm-hmm. I don't like the surgery shame, but I just feel like it was a little excessive, and you know. But so that's all.
She just like a bad bitch that bad money for me, because you know, rich bitches. It's the surgery that makes you look rich when everything is tight and pulled back. She just looked like a rich bitch,
and I feel like that's their brand though. So that's why I think it. Whenever I see it, it's just like, oh, okay, because that's literally, at least to me, like I don't know what else
in
they
person,
do.
It didn't like, look like too much. I'm not gonna lie. She just looked like a rich bitch.
Yeah. And I saw one before, like maybe like a year and a half ago. I don't know which of the twins it was, but to your point, Diamond, like seeing her, it didn't look like it did online. And not necessarily in a bad way. It was more like, oh, she regular.
It's a good
way. It wasn't on some
like something that people would whisper about, like, oh, she went too far. She literally
I think it's also clothes on too, because she definitely like had on clothes. It wasn't like how they are online with like a bikini.
Yeah, it's the whole package that probably be like overwhelming.
Right.
Listen, all I know is I can't wait. Like,
same.
That's the only thing I do know is
I'm rapping Nicki's whole fucking verse of New Body on my old body.
Yeah, come on.
Well, the holidays are coming up.
Can't wait.
This has been giving out surgeries and niggas though bitches leave them. So you really just gotta find that money on your own. Niggas is not paying for surgery. Unless they got a certain different kind of bread where it don't matter. But like the working class men, they automatically, it's an instant thing in their head. New body leaves me wasting my investment.
Yeah, no. Like, I feel like that's a real good like push gift or something. Like,
I would never deal with anything else.
Yeah, I know, like, I have, in order for me to have a child, I have to have surgery. Like,
if I could I'm happy with my car, but if I think now I'd probably be like, no, I'll take some titties actually.
You know, it's like, it's literally like, it's, I have to get it. Like, I've said this for 10 years.
Push gift, and if you don't have the money to give the mother of your child a push gift, then you have no business having kids, because a mommy make over $7,000. If you can't do that to fix the self-esteem and the body of a woman that had made a 9 to 10 month sacrifice for you and your big head child, you don't need to be making kids.
Yeah, no, it's
so with the mommy makeover, is that done soon as the baby's born? Like, they just will you into another wing?
Well, I don't have no little banshee kids now, but I think you should wait till after you finish breastfeeding.
Yeah, I was gonna say, okay. I think it's like a year. You know what I mean? Like maybe.
Oh, that's the new girls is not waiting. The new girls is giving them babies.
Too much.
Yeah, like that's what I was about to say.
I was like a year. Cause to also like work out a little bit, get as far along as I can get, and then get the surgery.
I wouldn't want to carry baby weight for a year. Like that's where the postpartum and all that stuff comes from. You're looking in the mirror, of this little foreign object that threw your body off, and I'll give that sucker 3 months, and he gotta go.
Wait, how long do people breastfeed for?
Well, white people do it until their kids are 12, and. Our women, we could do it up to a year. Like my cousin, I was on the phone with my cousin today. She has 4 kids. One she did 6 months, one she did 4, one she did 3. Well, there's a set of twins in there.
It's funny. I love that you say that because my cousins who have multiple kids, no breastfeeding journey is the same for them. Like one, it's like that. Like one,
and that is she told me how to drink water. And food. So your body's a factory. So you have to eat at a certain time and hydrate, and then the factory starts work and making the milk. So if you don't eat a certain time, like the milk won't come out. So a lot of people can't produce milk. It's a lot. I just know you suckers got 3 months. They make formula. Y'all be all right. And I feel because people's main concern be the price of formula. I put one in the bag.
Not to say this, but like I didn't know like breastfeeding was like a big thing. Like I wasn't breastfed. Like I know plenty of kids who weren't.
The '80s when our parents was having us was that like that was that factory like the what is it the people who made
Similac.
Yes, that's when they were pushing that. So a lot of us weren't, or we were breastfed for only maybe like a couple of months, and then it went to formula. But now I'm seeing like the resurgence of women breastfeeding longer.
Yeah, no, I definitely have seen it more recently.
But I would have went longer. Somebody to breastfeed because that's what makes you lose weight. Like,
Breastfeeding
drops that weight significantly, but it's also painful. So it's a compromise. You got to figure out what you want to do.
And then your titties be the shit afterward. I mean, everyone's
that's
different.
That's why you get them.
Majority of people, your titties go to shit after you breastfeed. So
can anyone tell me the benefit of children?
G is the only person that can answer because I don't have the answer.
I'm the only mom. My daughter, she really made me a better person. I was just a hot fucking mess. I loved being a hot mess, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I was about to say, where's the downside? I love being a mess.
No, it's a total sacrifice, you know, and I think now I'm at the point where I'm really starting to see life how I knew it before again. And I think a lot of that is because I just started getting back to myself. But to your point, Diamond, it's like that baby becomes all about you. I did suffer postpartum depression. Like I went through all of that shit. Finally, after a year after having her, I got into the gym, got my body back right. And that's when I started to feel like myself a little bit more. But
I mean, because the stomach is on flat.
Ooh.
Yeah, it is.
The stomach is on flat. So,
You came all
How long did you breastfeed?
I breastfed for 5 months. I wanted to do the year, but I went right back to work immediately after I had my baby. And she was 2.5 months when I went back to work. And I traveled. Like my job was 50% travel, so it's hard to maintain, like you were saying, eating, pumping schedule. It was hard to keep that. So I lost my milk at 5 months, and we went to Similac after that.
Well, listen, breast didn't hurt me at all. Like I came off the table with no meds, went to sleep with no meds.
What?
By the time I got out of surgery, first of all, my surgery was a horror story. It was scheduled for 11 a.m. and so much shit transpired that I didn't get on the table until 8:30 p.m.
Wait.
So my schedule was postponed 9 hours, and the whole 9 hours I still couldn't eat or drink. So I went 24 hours without not a morsel of water or food because you can't. It does something to the anesthesia. I was like, literally, like they couldn't even find a pulse to administer the anesthesia. So being that I got out of surgery at 10:30, all the pharmacies was closed.
Oh shit. Oh yeah.
My ex takes me to we got into an Uber. He takes me to the pharmacy, and the pharmacy is open. You check the Walgreens is open. So you're checking the hours, you think you're good, but pharmacies have a different
hours, yeah.
I literally got a breast lift and implant, and they was like, sorry, ma'am, the pharmacy is closed. Had to take my silly ass back to the hotel and go to sleep with nothing but two Tylenols.
Oh, hell no.
No, baby, I would have went to the ER.
No, they was going to give me those drugs.
Oh,
I still got the prescription for my perks. I think I'm going to have them on my birthday. But,
right, because I would have needed them for later.
Save it for later.
I got muscle relaxers and perks.
Wow. You good. It's 9 hours. That is insane.
Yeah, and I just kept on trying to like resalvate my spit and do like a cycle, and I was running out.
Oh, you couldn't have water?
You can't have anything.
That sounds like giving birth. The fuck? Because you can't have water or
eat
anything.
When I say 24 hours with not a drop of water or food,
wow.
Literally, I thought with anesthesia, yeah, it was just food. I didn't think, you know, obviously your body is made up of water.
And guess what? It was 94 degrees in Miami.
Oh, this sounds like hell.
A horror story.
It was 94 degrees and I couldn't drink water.
Child, let's give an American Horror Story.
Oh my God. Yeah,
that's amazing.
I was just about to say, well, they look great.
They look worth it.
Sitting.
I wanted some door knockers, but these is cute and modest, but I don't do nothing modest now.
But no, but by the like you said, by the time they like,
I mean that ass ain't modest. So there you go.
Yeah. He said I didn't have enough skin. After I woke up, he said like 2 years down the line, if you wanted to get, I'm not doing this again. But he said if you wanna get bigger, you have to wait till after these stretch out to give you more of a stretch. Because literally the first 2 weeks, I actually had stretch marks.
Because they were.
And I thought they were never going to go away, but they're practically gone.
Did they give you anything for that? Or did you just do like...
No, you do everything yourself. So
okay.
For the stretch marks, I would recommend bio oil.
Okay.
And for the scarring, Mederma.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Also, Lord, that would look. We're gonna keep you posted on our journeys.
On our surgery journey.
Right. I'm not going to just surgery. I'm gonna have another one. I'm not done. I want my teeth now.
Oh my God! Yeah, teeth. Don't teeth cost more than the titties?
Teeth is like $7,500.
Yeah, my teeth is expensive as shit.
Oh, if you don't, just
they be like, why don't you do your teeth first? Because I don't got teeth money.
Right.
That's what I said. Teeth is more.
I went right to Smile Direct and got me them little clear braces for 2 years and boop, boop, boop.
No, I want fake, unrealistic white. I'm getting money because only poor people have their original teeth.
Damn!
Baby, I'm not poor. Baby, I'm not poor and I got my original teeth.
I'm poor. I had my original teeth.
Right. Be like, I'm not poor.
And I got my original teeth and I paid for them still.
Listen, bitch, you know, I paid twice for mine. You know, my ass had braces twice.
I paid for them still.
It's just a sign of wealth when someone opens their mouth and you have to put down your shades. Like, oh my God.
Not a sign of wealth.
Yes, everything that people do is just for like acceptance, like I have arrived, I made it.
It's teeth.
Teeth is that.
You know, the first person I saw with veneers was T.I.
Oh, really?
I feel like he pioneered veneers. Like, I didn't know anybody that had them before that.
Really?
I don't even.
They've been doing it for a long, long time. It's just like the blacks are getting. Well, you know, the blacks are getting on now. It's a competitive black thing. Like.
Yeah. I feel like, especially like Atlanta, like everybody got veneers. Like,
and I'm left out with these old whack choppers, and the bottom is crowded.
My bottom is crowded. Yeah,
Atlanta will make you really like not want to go. Everybody's rich here. This is Black Hollywood.
Yeah, and here's my thing. Hold on, are they really rich, or is it just you just spending your money on veneers and shit like that?
How many people are rich? These people are rich. They live very nicely.
Like, I'd be like, what does everybody do?
And that's why I was saying earlier, why I understand all the hate on the internet, because I don't even live a quarter as nicely as the people I see in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. Not even a quarter.
Yeah, I literally be like, what does everybody do down
there? Atlanta's
a black city. So it's like, you know, your doctors, your lawyers, your business people, like a lot of these people are, that's like, I mean, granted, you have like the Hollywood aspect, but your regular earners, they make money too because they're fitting. You know, it's a black city, so they're making money regardless.
Yeah, I just want a crumb. Same. I literally just want a crumb. That's why I made the podcast. I literally I need some money. I didn't do this because I was like, oh my God, I have a passion. I don't have a passion for nothing but money. So here we are.
Yo, you sound like Cardi when she was like, you know, I'm just getting in this game. I just want to make some motherfucking money.
I don't care about nothing. I want to make some money without clocking in. Because I just hate,
fuck all that.
I hate laboring. It's just really just exhausting.
Slavery. Mm. Slavery. Yeah, now clocking in is a different level. Like I'm just always late. Like, so I just knew that I needed a job where I could not like physically clock in. Like it just never worked for me. Ever. I was like 18 and I was like, this is not going to work at all. Cause I don't understand how 5 minutes is late. I was like, five minutes is 5 minutes. It's not really late. They were like, no, that's
minutes.
Late.
A half hour, 30 minutes. 30 minutes.
Yeah. I was like, that's
no,
late.
Being very irresponsible. The said time is the said time.
No, and I'm literally like, it's only 5 minutes. I don't understand. This is Sam's Club. Like, they can wait to get their cart for me to, like, go register, put my little shit in the register, and I'm already fucking up the register anyway because I can't really count right. I was like...
I'm really, really big on punctuality, so I hate lateness.
And not, like... super late, but like to work, yes.
Late is late. Look at you making excuses.
I'm gonna get my iced coffee. Right. I'm like, I'm the person that walks into the I like, hi, yes.
And I used to be super punctual, but my man isn't punctual and it rubbed off on me.
Don't you ever let tardiness rub off on you. Don't be tardy for the party.
Well, baby, we gotta get ready together. So I ain't about to argue. I'm about to just lay down and take me a little nap while you get ready.
That's what you do? That probably like causes, that's probably so
super,
much.
Super, super late.
Because like super tardiness, I do think is a sign of disrespect. Like I do hate well, like yes.
Oh, I'm never people super are really tardy. Late.
Look at you. Mm-hmm. Anywho. So then we asked as our closing questions, what would you tell your younger self?
Stop dating people for who they are because that doesn't get you anywhere. Literally, like, I took care of so many.
I love it.
I took care of so many men in my life, and there's literally no return on it. So when white people marry, they don't marry because they like people. Black people are the only people that marry because they like someone.
Yeah.
White people join forces, and it's always a financial back to it. And people don't realize, because it's looked upon like being shallow, how important financials is in a relationship, because it's like the number one reason for divorces.
Yes. Yeah.
If someone's not, as a woman, someone's not surpassing, because even if they're the equivalent, you could still stay by yourself. If a man is not surpassing you financially, there is no benefit to like giving up everything. There literally is none.
Mm. You know what?
Take it how you want. They're like, she was no.
But she was like, that's when I stopped loving these niggas for who they was. And I was like,
no, not saying anyone with money accessible to you. Right. That is not what I'm saying. I'm saying for me, that is the most important thing, and it has to be paired with other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because financials, how you eat, it determines where you live. It determines how you see the world. It determines so many factors, and people downplay it. But it's not something to be downplayed because it causes most divorces.
Mm-hmm. That's what I don't understand. That even going back to that conversation we were saying about Twitter, like it's not even about being obsessed with it. But like you said, you need, especially depending on the type of life it is that you want to lead, like you need money. So all of these conversations about, like you said, like gold digging, all this and that, it's like, no. You actually, there's a certain type of life that I like to lead, and I'm not.
Not even that. Not I can't that. Be a gold digger because I've taken care of men since I was 15. A gold digger, in my mind, is somebody who doesn't have anything and asks for more than they have.
Mm-hmm.
I've literally lived a life of building men.
Mm. Oh, yeah. So you definitely,
you
done.
At what point do you continue something and pray for a different result? Mm-hmm. That's called insanity.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. I can never be a gold digger.
Yeah.
If I got all my money back from men, I would be rich. Damn. Literally rich. I was taking niggas to the Bahamas on my dime when I was 19.
Wow.
I took my niggas to the Bahamas at night. I was at Olive Garden making over $1,000 a week, and I had a Benz.
Mm.
If anybody know how to get to the bread, it's me.
And taking niggas
to the Bahamas. I bought my first Benz at 19.
Word.
Me. Not a nigga I was fucking. Me.
Come I'm like, on. In 19, I had a Toyota, but...
I had a Mazda. No, I had a Maxima.
I had an Altima. C240 named Isis.
Wow.
Diamond?
Right? Oh, no. And then I... Wow.
Where was the Olive Garden? It was in Brooklyn. Where in Brooklyn?
East New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
Canarsie?
No, East New York. Exit 15 off the Bell Parkway.
Okay. Real specific. I literally, like, my Brooklyn is, like, Bed-Stuy and Bushwick.
That's all. No.
I know. I migrated.
But, yeah, there's literally no benefit on taking care of men. So, Young Diamond, you should have saved your money because you would have been in the lap of luxury, but now you have to talk and to tell people. You have to tell jokes to make money. Good job. Good fucking job, girl.
That's okay. We learn.
Right. Exactly. As long as you learn. Listen, as long as you learn. Shit, it's never too late. Right. And what do you know for sure?
What, in life?
Mm-hmm.
What do you know for sure in life? That's so vague. Can you ask me something more specific so I can drop some bars? I know I'm always hungry. Like, what do you mean? Like,
no, I'm always hungry. We got that question out of Oprah's book, One Thing I Know For Sure. And she just names a whole bunch of things. So, like, she talks about, like, I find, like, love in my friendships. I know God is real. So, like, it can be anything.
Well, I know for sure that you'll break your own heart expecting people to love you how you love them.
That could be, yeah.
Okay, that's a bar.
Yeah, you can't
break your own heart expecting people to love you
how you love them.
How you love them. Wow.
Oh yeah, you definitely will. Mm.
Wow.
But you can't. You can't expect that. I would never expect that. To your point.
Natural. Because what's the first thing you do when somebody disappoints you? You would do two things. You think about what you would have done, mm-hmm. and you think about what you've done for them already.
Mm-hmm.
But that's literally comparing the loves, and people love differently. And that person may actually love you as well, but the outgoing love isn't the same. Mm-hmm. And you'll hurt your own feelings expecting you out of somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah, that is very true.
Wow. That's rich.
Who child?
I like
you have been dropping gems, Diamond.
Right? Dropping gems.
I think I was supposed to be a rapper. I literally talk in bars. Not even on
Well, let me hear a little freestyle. Give me a little...
Oh, I'm not good. It would never rhyme. It would just be hard.
Give me like seven, eight bars.
That Ether you dropped on your live last night, sis.
Because me, he was dragging I eat lobster on Tuesday. My dog eat lobster on Wednesday. You bitches can never do what I do. And that was that was for the peanut gallery.
And the little gargoyles.
Yeah, and the gargoyles. Oh my God. Calling people gargoyles is like the funniest shit ever. Like, I'm literally thinking of that. I remember it was like a show on WB or some shit. It was some goddamn gargoyles.
The cartoon, like, right? In the gargoyles,
like,
there was.
Yeah. Yep. They used to say, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Sure did.
I don't talk about me on Twitter. Them.
That's literally every time you say it, it's literally what I think about. Every time.
Gargoyle is such a fucking funny insult.
Like, it, and that's the thing. It is. It's such an insult. A fucking gargoyle. Like,
the nerve of you, bitch. The nerve. Oh,
that's God. What she was given. She was given gargoyle.
Oh my God. Diamond, where can people find you?
In the trap, but no. Girl Fuck You, the podcast. So that's going to be Girl FYOU. And that's on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. And the rest of those streams, you know, I'm new to the podcast world, and I also don't listen to them, so I don't know all the streams. So there,
wherever
you can find podcasts, girl, the letter FYOU, and my Patreon. My Patreon is going to be patreon.com/girl, the letter FYOU. Y'all don't need my social media because those names is too long, and I don't make no money off of that.
Well, give them your Cash App, baby, because it's fine.
I like you, Dee Dee. Dollar sign.
Dollar sign.
D-I-A-M-Y. And my birthday is in 2 weeks, so I want to see that thing go.
Okay, October 13th.
You about to get the veneers. Get the veneers for your birthday.
And social media, I want to start a GoFundMe just for my veneers. Help Diamond get
new pieces. Yeah.
No, I'm not big on begging on the internet and GoFundMe because people will just be like, oh, she talk like she eat lobster. I got to make up something about my dog. When people talk about dogs, they give money.
Do it as a joke and niggas will really actually do it.
A transplant. The dog need like a heart transplant or something.
I got to go on white Twitter and tell them something wrong with my dog. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be sick.
What is white Twitter?
What is white Twitter?
I don't know, but I got two white friends. I'm going to ask them how I can get in.
Right. Like, what do they see versus what do we see? Because I don't even know how to get on that side. I have no idea.
But do you want to? I'm going to get my GoFundMe and be out.
Yeah, no, don't even want to be on that
good.
Side.
Oh, I'm good on being on that side.
I would rather watch niggas argue all day and complain about shit.
$4 dates for the 500th time.
For the 500th time. I would much rather see that, for sure. Mm-mm.
Well, guys, had a great time. Thank y'all so much for having me
on. I'm so glad you're having me. I'm going to have to see. I come to Atlanta in a little bit for a wedding, so I might stalk you real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to be outside for sure.
I've been these little day trips. I'm gonna come down for like longer than 24 hours.
Hi, y'all let me know because you know I'll be outside or whatever.
Last night I was like, should I go outside? And I was like, no.
No, I think last night rained, didn't it?
Yeah, it was, and that was also it rained.
There had to be a reason I was inside because I'm gonna have to go have some tacos again right now. As soon as I close this app, I'm out the door. The dog by himself. He can fend for himself. There's spaghetti in the fridge now.
Oh my God! Going now, get
it's spaghetti.
Go now, get. The quote is: "Lingerie is for niggas that do right. You other niggas get period panties."
Oh my sweet Jesus!
A word,
right?
Lingerie's for me because I just be like to look at my. It's not even about you niggas at this point. I just like looking at myself.
You know what? I really love women that just like put, I am asleep in a big ass white t-shirt kind of bitch. Like, you going to get period panties all the time just because I think they're so comfortable.
I was just going to ask, like, so.
I think they're so comfortable.
Diamond, now that you got your new titties, do you wear lingerie because you got the new titties?
No, because I didn't bestow these gifts upon anyone yet.
Oh.
I'm still in my surgical bra. You have to wear this bra for 6 months.
Okay. So
big straps, big everything. Look like a sports bra.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Oh, so you can wait 6 more months.
It really pains me to pay $5,000 for something to look better and then give it to somebody who didn't chip in. So I'm waiting for somebody with money to be like, let me compensate you. And then I can dress it up, make it real for a nigga.
I was about to say dress it up, make it real for you. Mm-hmm. Oh my God.
But y'all not getting these titties. I cashed out on for free. No. Not for free.
Diamond, thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
I had fun.
I've been laughing the whole time, sis. I can't wait to go to Atlanta one of these days. I can't go right now because y'all be out and I can't do it. So
we have immunity, we said.
I don't have immunity. I don't be there.
Mm. I told you, we're going to see how I fare. We're going to see if I'm okay and then it's all fine.
And then spread the word.
Exactly. I was definitely around 50 niggas yesterday with no mask. So if I'm okay, then it's fine.
Okay. Well, let everyone know because you guys were a good time.
Thank you. Thank you.
So were you.
Thank you so much, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, y'all.
Love, love, love.
Child, my oven's still on and shit.
Not the oven.
Yes.
Donna, where are you going tonight?
Huh? Where are you going?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go have some tacos.
Oh, okay.
Sounds so good.
Because it's raining. I'm actually on keto, but I got turned out on Sunday. I had lobster mac and cheese and now I can't stop eating carbs. I literally lost six pounds in 1 week.
But so do you gain it back though right away with keto?
Not right away. You really have to do dumb shit like I'm doing. Like I literally was drinking champagne. Tito's. Tequila, mac and cheese. I got drunk, went to the drive-thru, got a McDouble, french fries, and those spicy nuggets.
Oh, girl, you was hungry. Did you smoke before?
I don't even smoke. I'm just hungry.
I'm fucking thinking about those spicy nuggets, and I definitely...
Oh, my God.
Like, those good, because I'm tempted. I ain't gonna lie.
They're insane. They're not good. They're insane.
Who gets spicy nuggets? McDonald's?
Yeah, McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah, and I saw a commercial. I saw you tweeting about them. I saw a commercial, and I was like, I'm about to go get me some damn spicy nuggets.
They are insane. Have a sweet and sour. They try to give it to you with buffalo. That buffalo is disgusting. The sweet and sour. Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm trying these. I'm going to try these this week.
Yeah, and you know, the originals is like paper.
Right, right. I would say it's not the same wording.
Nothing. I don't even think they use the same material because it's not me.
Not material.
They don't use the same material for the spicy.
But you know what? Chicken Select material is different.
They still sell Chicken Selects?
I don't know, but when they did, it was different.
Oh, Popeyes brought back the ghost pepper wings. I'm about to go, They're making a comeback. Wings? So, you know, like how they have spicy fried, you know how you have wings, but like winglets, and they be spicy, uh-huh. Like the breading itself is spicy with no sauce?
Yeah.
Wendy's, Popeyes just brought that back right now, a whole bunch of them for $4.99.
Oh, that's a little because that ain't up here.
I love a little tackle box.
Yes, it is. I saw the advertisement on Instagram.
Well, I need to look. I need to go right to 135th and see if they got these ghost pepper
wings. Yes, ghost pepper wings. So it's not sauced. The actual batter is peppered. So it's spicy wings that are dry, and they're amazing. And you can dip it in your little ranch. You can have it plain. I'm about to blow up for my birthday. I'm about to wear a blanket.
So good.
Wear a blanket.
I'm going to wear a blanket because I'm going to finish eating bad today. In the next 13 days, I'll just do keto.
Yeah. I have been saying that I'm going to eat right.
So you can look perfect in your dress.
Yeah. Because 13 weeks of keto literally is 12 pounds.
Damn.
I mean, 13 weeks. 13 days in keto is literally 12 pounds. So I'm going to just go eat some tacos.
And you can just lose it all right back real quick.
Yeah, I'm going to just do that because I'm going to be happy. I'm not happy today.
Okay, because I'm about to heat me up some, put these cookies in the oven. So.
Ooh, see, I don't want to OD with the sugar. Sugar is like the easiest way to convert to fat. Sugar and alcohol. So I figured
if I just finish this bottle.
Sugar, bread, and alcohol. I think if I just eat some fried wings, I don't care. I'm going to eat. Don't get me wrong.
Right. I'm about to eat. I'm eating. I'm gonna definitely.
Oh, but fasting really helps. The intermittent fasting. I just try to eat.
Yeah, it does.
But being that I was just talking, I couldn't eat by them. Somebody just hurry up and eat quick. But every day I don't eat after 8.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. Before 12. So 12 to 8, you're supposed to give your body like 16 hours to digest, and it just.
It didn't work for me, and I did it for so long, and I also think I would have a snack after 8, so that's probably why, but I thought the snack
of
was
of course small. It literally has to be nothing but water, because your body has to start breaking down and starting your metabolism at a different rate. Once you feed it, that breaks the metabolism boost.
Look,
I ain't gonna say it didn't work, you didn't work.
Right.
I would be like, popcorn is gonna really affect this.
Yes,
like,
once you're feeding your body, It's stopping the metabolism expedition.
Okay.
That's a different kind of willpower.
This is why I'm getting surgery, and then I'm good. Like I have to worry about it, but then
when do you think you're gonna get it?
That's the thing. I mean, I feel like within 5 years. I need to wait for after a kid. I don't know when that's happening. So I just feel
like I'm trying to get surgery in less than 12 months.
I know. I'm like.
Tomorrow's not promised. I don't got time. I want to be a bad bitch now.
Tomorrow. I mean, what you about to get?
I'm thinking about lipo and teeth. But I really want to, snatch this up.
I was thinking about
food. Like, you look so good to me. I don't know why you need lipo, but I'm not.
You want to be in the top 5th percentile, you got to snatch it up.
Yeah.
Oh, so I can catch one of these little stupid Rich Atlanta niggas and never work again.
And
I'm not mad at that.
In that. But Cool Sculpting, like, I mean, at least, like, I have my laser place does Cool Sculpting. And I asked the girl, I'm like, does this shit really work? And she was like, not really. Like,
yeah, no. I've seen a lot of reviews, and Cool Sculpting doesn't really.
Absolutely like, not.
To do.
Yeah, she was like, it's kind of a waste. Like, then I was talking to a girl who had it and then was like, but the lipo is what really worked. I'm like, bitch, so why are you going to tell me Cool Sculpting worked?
Yes, lipo all the way. And lipo is only like $4,000 in Colombia. Oh, $3,500.
Oh, wow.
But a lot of people don't want to go over there, so people do it here. And here is only 5. So I would literally, but they snatch you more there because they don't have the regulations.
Oh, like, okay.
The U.S. has a lot of regulations. So you can't. That's why you see girls that go to the Hispanic countries come back more snatched. They don't have those regulations.
Got it. Okay. I mean, yeah. By the time that extra, like, what is that, 1,500 or whatever, or 2,000, like, you, I guess.
I'd rather go to Miami and get snatched the way I'm supposed to get snatched.
Yeah, because they go to the country, they take out more than what the U.S. would.
Yep.
If you go to Colombia and get a lipo, they take out more CCs than the U.S. would.
Yeah, because the CC, like, regulation here.
Right. Mm. Don't ask me why I know.
Oops.
Whoa. They're gonna come back with a fucking six pack. He gonna say he going to
well, I don't see, that's the thing. I don't want sketching. I ain't doing that. I don't want that sketching shit.
Oh, is that what it's called?
When you have the fake abs,
yeah.
Oh, I want that. Yes, give me a little Tupac.
Women are about to look soft. I'm like, you don't want abs.
No, but I feel like when I could just like eat to get it to be soft.
Then it'd probably just be pressed out.
Never mind. Okay, no abs.
Get the regular. And that sketching costs more too, and I don't want it.
Because when I saw Cardi with it, I was like, oh, I'm good on that.
Oh, yeah, like, oh no, I didn't like that. Okay, yeah, I just need to look soft. Yeah. No. Like, Lala's new body looks really good. She just has two little lines right here.
That'd be nice. I like two lines. Not just no.
I just posted it like yesterday or today, and I was like,
okay, I'm going to go look.
And it's literally, she just, no
obliques.
Yeah, like literally just her two little lines. And I was like, that looks good. But although I think, yeah, her surgery looked real good. Like,
okay, I'm going to go look.
Yeah, look at hers. That should look good. Not a full six pack.
All right, y'all. Let me go eat because Mama's is hungry now.
Go get your lemon pepper wings. Thank you again.
All right, y'all. Y'all have a great night. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Hey, DM me so I can follow you back on Twitter. I didn't even know you follow me on Twitter.
Okay, we'll do.
All right,
go on now.
Get
whoever follows me. DM me so I can follow back.
Okay.
All right, y'all have a great night.
Bye.
Yo, you listening to the Oprah Rose Show with TT and Gigi? And yeah. Get it,
Thoughts. Everything begins with thoughts.
She's a slut, she's a hoe, she's this, she's that.
We say to girls, you can have ambition, but not too much.
It's about people being uncomfortable with women owning their sexuality.
What is the truest, highest vision that you hold for yourself?
I'm a real ass bitch, and I'm gonna get everything that I'm gonna get on my own.
I know for sure. You don't get what you wish for, you get what you believe.